Hey, let's move on to our later game on Sunday. It's the Panthers and the Saints. It's the NFC South champion versus the runner-up. Now, of course, along with the Falcons, the NFC South has three teams in the playoffs, and this is going to be part three for Cam Newton and Drew Brees this season. Now, the Saints, they've won both regular season meetings.
They did, and they won both games by double digits. But now the Saints have to beat this 11-5 Panthers team for a third time in the same season. It's a very tough ask, but Vegas has Brees and the Saints favored by a touchdown.
I think one thing that you have to look at this game is that they're playing in the Superdome, where the Saints have won five straight playoff games. They actually haven't lost a home playoff game since 1993. Now, we know that Cam Newton has a lot of athletic ability. I mean, he can put that team on his shoulders and carry them. But, listen, he's going to have to pick it up because he's got to play well, because the issue for Carolina in the first two meetings was really the Panthers' defense, because they couldn't stop running backs Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. And if that's the case again, then guess what? Cam Newton, for the Panthers to win, he's going to have to elevate his game even more, because if Drew Brees has a run game to set up play action, it's tough for a defense to slow him down.
It really is. It's that time of year when stopping the run and establishing the run on offense are a must. You and I talk about it year-round, but if you can't do it in January, you're going to be sitting at home.
Yeah, and this Saints defense, they look much better than in recent years, and they're plus +7 in takeaways compared to -3 last year. Now, again, you know, Cam has quieted the doubters in the past, and as I've said, you know, he can carry a team. But he's going to have to come up big in New Orleans.
I think Cam needs to play like an MVP, and the defense cannot let New Orleans run on them. Take a look at some numbers. The Saints have covered six straight over Carolina. They've got the Panthers' number. This is the first time these teams have ever met in the postseason. The Saints' last eight home playoff games were all high scoring. All eight of those went over the total. That stat goes all the way back to 1998. Coach, I'm going to go with history here, and I'm going to lean to the over in this game.